That ship is the Mebo 2, better known as Radio North Sea International. She's moored some 9 miles off the Dutch coast, and since last Saturday has been transmitting regular pop pirate broadcasts in English and German. The company that runs her is Swiss, and the ship itself is serviced from Holland, so there's no direct connection with the British Isles.
But the British Ministry of Posts and Telecommunications sees the ship as an attempt to beat the legislation which put the other pirates off the air 2 years ago. The Council of Europe agreement made at that time can stop contact with pirate stations from countries who've ratified the agreement. Holland hasn't, and doesn't plan to just yet. Much of the North Sea radio advertising is expected to come from Japan, and Britain could find that difficult to stop.
Broadcasting 5 miles off the coast of Holland from the motor vessel Mebo 2, this is the town of Europe on 186 meters, Radio North Sea International. Music 19 hours a day, especially for you. Right now, though, I'd like to say hello to Mrs. Gloria Swallow up there in Ipswich in Suffolk. Very nice to hear from you.
So far, most of the advertising space is being given away. But on the Mebo 2, they're confident that this won't be so for long. Broadcasts are in English and German, and four of the disc jockeys are British. Under the 1967 Marine Offences Act, they could be imprisoned for 3 months on return to Britain. I asked Roger Day and Andy Archer why they joined the ship.
Well, basically because I'm a disc jockey, and on top of that because I want to work for a free radio station and not an establishment one.
What about you, Ron?
Well, I joined a station because I believe in their causes and I want to work for a commercial radio station. I believe working here will bring commercial radio in Europe, eventually.
But by working here, if you went back to Britain, you would stand to get 3 months imprisonment and or a £200 fine. Does this not worry you?
No, not at all. You don't get anywhere in this life if you don't take a risk or a gamble.
By pop pirate standards, Radio North Sea is luxurious. The backers claim to have spent £500,000 on setting up the station. It's managed by two electronic engineers from Switzerland, a country which hasn't ratified the Strasbourg Agreement either. They feel there's enough business from countries not involved in international agreements to keep them on the air, and they're ready to fight the British government in the courts if it tries to stop them. Radio North Sea expects to be in business for some time and hopes to induce the start of commercial radio in Britain. 3 miles away in the North Sea is a Dutch radio pirate. Since it started broadcasting several years ago, Dutch radio has brought in commercials. Geoffrey Archer, News at 10, off the Dutch coast.